exciting. It's exciting. We have Green from Squiddy Politely in here. I'm excited. I never thought I'd get to meet you, sir.
Well, I'm here. Because this is me.
I thought... Now, listen. Let me tell you about yourself. When your...
That'll be interesting.
When your first album came out, back in about 81 or 82, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Which had... did it have Wood Bees on it, that one? And it had The Sweetest Girl?
The Sweetest Girl.
That ever lived. Well, I used to sing that all the time. I love that song.
Did you sing it any better than that?
I thought, this is perfect. This is like a perfect record. It really was. And I thought, where's this man come from? Who is this genius? Where's he come from? And then I was a bit scared of you, because then I thought...
So you should be.
He's one of those intellectual, arty, namby-pamby types, right? A bit of a kind of an art terrorist, if you will.
What?
Okay. The word Squiddy Politti, which I believe in Italian means...
It doesn't mean anything in Italian, but it's close to... Yeah.
It's close to something.
Political writing.
Political writing. And I thought, he's going to be someone who is far smarter than he deserves to be. And the songs were... And then you didn't like performing live for years. And I thought, I'm never going to get to meet him. I'm a big fan. I'd love to see him perform live. It's never going to happen. And now, lo and behold, here we are, sitting in the same room.
In the same room, only inches apart.
I'm delighted. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've written some of the best pop songs of the last, 50? How long have you been going for? A long time.
53 years? No, I don't know, you know.
But I said to my wife this morning, I said, guess who's on the show today? I'm very excited, Jane. She said, who's on the show today? I said, have a guess, she said, Jade Goody. I said, no, I'm even more excited than that. She said, Fern Britton. I said, no, you're not even heading the right area. I know what you're thinking, no, not large ladies. Yeah, normally that's what, you know.
I see.
I said, Green from Skiddy Police. She said, my God, how old is he? I said, that's hard.
I have no idea. How old is she?
She's 36.
Is she? A little bit younger than me.
You look great, because are you 50 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, my voice went there talking about 50. You look fantastic for 50.
Oh, really?
You look you look like a man in his late 30s.
Blimey.
What do you think, Andy?
It's the Guinness.
It's the hair as well that's not gone grey.
Yeah. You look younger than Andy.
Yeah.
Good. Word is original.
I had a bit of toffee stuck in my teeth there. And you seem very well and happy at the moment. Would I be correct in that estimation?
It's an act. No, I am, generally speaking, well and happy.
So what's happened? Yeah. How come you now seem to be in a better frame of mind? Comfortable about performing
older,
and so on.
Isn't it? You know, don't you find that there are, in fact, more good things about getting older than there are bad things?
Tell me about it, girlfriend.
No, there really are.
Yeah, seriously, I agree with you.
I know.
You get comfortable in your skin.
Is that in your skin?
Well, so to speak, it's a figure of speech.
Yeah.
Not that I was ever literally uncomfortable in my skin, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you grow into yourself.
You kind of think, well, what's the worst that could happen? And you get married and, you find somewhere nice to live, get a couple of cats. Don't you? Perhaps you don't have cats.
Do you have any dogs?
No, I'm dogless at the moment.
Two cat people in one day. Do you like dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, I love cats as well. I'm not saying you have to choose between them. It's not like Sophie's Choice, but the dog is so much more, shall we say, needy?
He is. Too much responsibility.
Yeah, you find that?
I like some needy.
How long have you been married for, Green?
A matter of months.
Only a few months. That's nice.
I mean, I've known her for 20-something years.
Well, then, you know, really, it's not a huge change, is it?
We did have a few years, like 5 years off for good behaviour in the middle, just to make sure.
Oh, dear, what was that about? What happened then?
I don't know. It was just, I got kind of sick of everything, like I tend to do. Every few years, I get sick of the industry, sick of myself, sick of everybody, and I normally go to Wales, rent a cottage for a few years.
Get away from it all.
Disappear, and, she was one of the people I disappeared from for a long time.
But you found yourself?
She was the one.
Where's the outro music?
I've got this all right.
Let's put it on.
Hold on a minute.
No, you're bugging on. No, we can't do that degree. That would be horrible.
That's a nice story. That's not gushy or
no, but
it's just the truth.
Green found himself sick of recording. The business was getting him down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take it off. That's rude of you. But it's how lucky of you, A, that she stuck around.
Yeah.
And B, that you found yourself back in the position where you could embrace it.
I'm a very lucky man altogether, really. There are very few people, I think, you know, who kind of go around basically sabotaging their own careers on a regular basis. And then
people when you
get to this age and stuff, and people still want me to make records.
We are all somewhat like your partner in that you go away from us, but we are still waiting here for you when we return.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's because you're a hugely talented man.
That's what they say.
But you are.
I don't believe them. But
you're uncomfortable with this praise being heaped upon you.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Do you like it when it's heaped upon you?
Sure. Quite the opposite.
Must be
paying him what? You know, it's a completely opposite thing.
Of course. I forgot.
I haven't got anywhere in Wales to run off to.
You can afford to buy South Wales, can you?
I think I am the North. But you do, generally, you seem someone like who is not too comfortable with people lavishing praise upon you?
No, I don't. I'm getting a bit better, or I pretend to be. But, you know, I always found that success was as bad as failure. And I know that sounds like glib and a piece of BS. But it's true. I did find that, you know, if you made a record and nobody liked it, that felt bad. And then if you made a record and everybody came up and said it was great, that felt really uncomfortable as well.
And why so? Because inside yourself you didn't feel worthy of that, or you didn't feel you'd achieve what you should do? You weren't fulfilling your potential? Why?
I would think it would have, probably there's a smidget of low self-esteem, possibly.
Yes.
And the rest of it would just be not liking sycophantic people and insincerity.
But of course, when it's sincere and they're not being sycophantic,
well, how can you tell?
Well,
that's,
you know,
the thing.
I guess you have to rely on your internal compass.
Yeah, mine's
it's going,
it's
crazy. It's like you're sitting on the North Pole. He doesn't know which way to point.
Exactly.
That's a shame, though.
Well, you know, it's okay. I'm used to it.
Did you was success in the way that we gauge it here, by being, you know, people wanting to buy your stuff and you having the kind of commercial aspects of it going well, was it not what you imagined it would feel like?
No, it was well, I kind of thought I had this kind of slightly ironic distance from it. You know, I thought I was playing a bit of a game with it and stuff. And we got to America, and I can remember it was the day I think we did American Bandstand with Dick Clark, that you know, the whole idea that there was any difference between what you were doing and the next poor schmo, you know, waiting to go on and talk rubbish to Dick. Yeah. You know, it just kind of, it felt bad. It felt uncomfortable.
Right, because so the commercial machinations that surround our industry.
The commercial machinations.
Dragged you down. Yeah, not an easy thing to say when you've just been sucking a wealth from Zolder Wichel. Oh, that was brave of me, wasn't it?
It was. Commercial machinations did for me, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you seem to have overcome
that,
certainly.
Overcome all
that. It's kind of, without wishing to diminish the experience, which obviously at times was deeply unpleasant for you, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's kind of a very 80s view, and of course we are creatures of our own time, and that was a period when you first achieved success. And so it's kind of, there was a, I think previously in the 70s there hadn't been that feeling, but in the 80s I think people were uncomfortable with seeing to being part of this kind of machinery.
Yeah, plus, you know, I mean, I started off as a punk. We were talking about The Clash before, and they were the band that inspired me to do anything at all when I came to my art school. And when you started off as a punk, you didn't have any career plans, and I don't think anybody ever thought about success or...
And you didn't want to admit that maybe the comfort that would come from having money or having that, you didn't want to admit that was something that even appealed to you, of course. It felt somehow dirty.
Did it?
Yeah, and wrong.
I see.
Dirty boy, grim, bad boy. Yeah, right. Down, off the table.
So, yeah, that just upped the guilt. Yeah, just a tad.
Well, no. I'm, you know, I feel I've cross-examined you more than you deserved.
Really?
I apologise.
Back off.
Well, because I'm a fan, and I'm happy you're back, and I don't want to let you go
that's
again.
Very, very nice. Thank you very much.
The sweetest
for the
girl. Remember that one?
Yeah. Do you want to sing it?
No, because you know I'm going to kill it. You sing it. Why would people want to hear me sing it when you're here?
I don't know. I just started singing it because I just said I was never going to sing any of my old songs. And the other day we rehearsed it in the rehearsal room, and it was good fun to play.
It's a great song. Did you used to have dreadlocks? You used to have
that was the drummer.
Oh, I thought you said Blondie dreadlocks.
No, he was the dreadlocked one.
Oh, he was the one I was a fan of. Hey, congratulations on the new album. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
It really is a good album. The album is called White Bread, Black Beer. We've played a track from it like every other week, haven't we?
Yeah.
Which is pretty much what we would consider on rotation.
Yeah, for us.
We don't have anything like a playlist, but that would be as close as you get to being a kind of featured artist, Green.
Fantastic.
It really is excellent, and it's an incredible sound. And you did this at home? This is one of those kind of home-produced jobs?
It is, yeah, at home in Hackney, in a very small room, less than 12 by 12, 10 by 10. Should we say?
We're not really that wild. We're not buying the place.
It's got a nice view of the garden, though.
It's got French doors. It's a lovely view. Yeah. Quite breezy, south-facing. You can hear that specifically on track 5.
You can hear the lady shouting at her children next
door. But it sounds very much like your early stuff as well, in a good way.
Yeah.
You didn't produce the early albums, did you?
No, it's the first thing I've ever had the bottle to do completely alone.
Did you actively seek to try and recreate that feeling, that sound?
No, I didn't actively try to do anything very much. It was just Jeff at Rough Trade said, why don't you make an album of you singing? And I thought, well, all right then. Studio at home, sit in the room, first thing out of your head, whack it down. That kind of approach.
It makes it sound easy.
Mm.
Okay, I hope by making it sound easy you're not now thinking that it isn't worthwhile and that we're not going to be, you know, anything more than sycophants by praising it and run off to Wales again.
No.
Good.
I'm Feeling comfortable.
Good. Okay. You're going to perform live for us this morning, which I'm delighted to say.
We're going to play a track first and then we'll.
Are we? Yeah. Okay. So we can give Green Custard then... plug it in.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, no, the comparison of me live with recorded me.
No, it's not a track of you, sorry.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, someone else. Listen, the vanity. It's not all you, you know.
Sorry.
It's not just you on the show. I mean, we are fans, yes.
All right.
This is Eels.
Sorry.
Do you know what it's like to fall on the floor? Cry your guts out till you got no more. Hey man, now you're really living. Have you ever made love to a beautiful girl? Made you feel like it's not such a bad world. Hey man, now you're really living. Now you're really giving everything. And you're really getting all you gave. Now you're really living what this life is all about. Well, I just saw the sunrise over the hill. Never used to give me much of a thrill. Hey. But hey, man, now I'm really living. Hey. Hey. Do you know what it's like to care too much about someone that you're never gonna get to touch? Hey, man, now you're really living. Ever sat down in the fresh cut grass, hey, and thought about the moment and when it will pass? Hey, hey man, now you're really living. Now you're really giving it everything. And you're really getting all you gave. Now you're really living what this life is all about. Now what would you say if I told you that? Hey. Everyone thinks you're a crazy old cat. Hey, hey man, like to fall on the floor, hey. Cry your guts out till you got no more. Hey, hey man, now you're really living. Have you ever made love to a beautiful girl? Hey. Made you feel like it's not such a bad world. Hey, hey man, now you're really living.
People,
you know what it's like. Stay. To fall on the floor.
Hey.
Cry your guts out till you got no more.
Revon, the show where top comics get to the true meaning of the song lyrics others might have missed.
Let's listen to the first verse and see if we can gnaw down to the bone of what they're on about.
Inside everyone hides a desire. Let's suggest that that is an urge to eat corned beef.
Right.
Outside, don't let anyone know.
It is very much a secretive thing.
Good.
Let's move on to verse two and see if that sheds any light.
What he's done is, for a nice bit of scanning, he's got three words that begin with W. Wednesday, waits, and wine.
He's obviously had a bet with the other one in the band. I bet you I can get four W's into one line.
Okay, well, with that sort of under our arm, let's plough into the chorus.
Radio Riveron, Thursday nights from 10 and Saturday lunchtimes at 1:30.
We can talk to strangers. Well, everyone's a stranger if you've closed your eyes.
Yeah, that's quite profound and pointless.
On 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2.
Roland Riveron, Vic Reeves and David Conti. Three lovely men, wouldn't want to spend an hour locked in a room with them. Dissecting lyrics. Green Gartside, he of Skritti Politti is here with us. He has a new album at the moment called White Bread, Black Beer that we've been loving. And we've been thoroughly enjoying it. Boom Boom Bap was the single that we played earlier on the show, and we played when it first came out as well. And Green is going to play something live for us now. What track can you do for us?
Snow and Sun, this is called.
Okay, and we've been warned that there might be mistakes.
There will be mistakes.
There might be dodgy vocals going on.
Yeah.
Because we're happy with that. That's why we like to play
live. Live experience.
It makes you seem human. That's all it does. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. Should I risk the introduction?
No, yeah, well,
straight to the verse.
Okay, go straight in the verse.
I was getting me down. Took a train into town. And the sun was shining brightly, though the snow was falling lightly too. Made me think of how brave you are, and how come I have strayed so far, and how everything came apart in my head and heart. Now love, you will never need to doubt me, you will never be without me, there'll be something good about me soon. Like sun in the London snow, like snow in the London sun. Doo-doo-doo. I've been watching you sleep, I've been watching you dream. Should we be beset with troubles, I would never let you come to harm. Looks like maybe we'll lose our home, out of pocket and all alone. I should have worked and I should have known, and seen those dark clouds coming in. But you will never need to doubt me, you will never be without me, there'll be something good about me soon. Like sun on the London snow, like snow in the London sun.
Only one mistake.
That was beautiful, wasn't it? I'm almost holding back from saying how lovely that was for fear that we'll send you back in the shell.
Yeah.
That was good. Wow, what a great voice you have. Yeah. What a peculiar voice, though, as well.
Is it?
You know what I mean? Yeah. High pitched and stuff. But no,
it's
sounds
not that
great. It bloody is.
Is it? No, it isn't.
Have you listened to yourself?
Well, it was, you know.
Yeah, it's great. What a great voice.
I never listened to myself.
That's why I thought you had dreadlocks. Kind of like a Boy George thing, you know what I mean, years ago.
Watch it.
What's wrong with that? Wow, where did that come from?
Have you prepared another one? You did, didn't you?
Did I? I could try another one.
Yeah, I love another one.
Yeah.
We love another one. It's our own special Squiddy Politti concert here. What are you laughing at again?
Well, my voice is a bit shaky. I don't know if you can hear that.
Your voice sounds lovely.
All right, okay, let's try.
And it sounded great through my headphones. You didn't have a headphone.
Actually, I should have some headphones, really.
It's not the Robin Hood, not Robin Hood. Robin Hood. It's not the Prince of Thieves one.
Did you have any lyrics to that?
No, how did they go?
I don't know. I thought you must have done
it. Hey, they're doing a big BBC series of Robin Hood.
Are they? Who is Robin?
I don't know who Robin Hood is. Jeremy Clarkson, maybe?
Really? Okay.
You look good in tights. Okay,
on.
This is another live track for you.
Intro.
I've been longing too long a time, and I dream of ending these dreams of mine, of hope, for love forevermore. We're just to adore and be adored. The need for someone new now, I'm overwrought. Ooh. I've been wishing my life away. Yeah, yeah, doo-doo-doo-doo. For Robin Hood to be king, one day we'll share the treasures of the world. Oh yeah, and I will get the girl. A flag of blood and lipstick will be unfurled. Prophecy will fail, and by that light we'll sail. I have closed my eyes and I've seen. Well, I've seen the end of the men of means, and so I want that thrill again. You know, I want that thrill and then. life of hopes and high theirs. I am condemned.
Right. That was so good. Well done. Well,
thank you. Thank you. It's only the third time ever in my life I've done this live.
Yeah, and do you find it easier each time? Was it equally daunting each time?
No. A bit more daunting.
It must be far worse in the room with the two of us sitting here.
Yeah. It's really.
I wish there was some way of us making it easy for you, but we can't really.
Anyway. That
sounded great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Fabulous. Thanks for having me here.
What do you have planned for the rest of the year? Are you going to be touring?
I'm touring. I'm going to Japan.
Wow.
And playing some big festivals and going to America and all that stuff.
Do you play with a big band around you, or is it pretty much a pared down?
I have a band I recruited from my local pub in Hackney.
You see, that's what I like about it.
Keeping it real.
Low key.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
For real.
Brethren and sistren.
Yeah. For shizzle.
Shizzle mine isn't. What are we talking? Three old white blokes saying shizzle and nizzle.
It's unforgivable, isn't it?
Oh, standards have slipped, haven't they? Green, lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. I think you're a huge talent. I'm glad that you're happy.
Thank you.
Thank you for the new album.
Thank you.